For WHJE 91.3, I'm Patrick Simpson. Today, I'm here with Thomas Walsh of the Irish classic pop band Pugwash. Pugwash released their new album, Played As Intimately As If Among Friends, just last September. This is the first American release of new material for Pugwash. Thomas, thanks for taking some time out for this interview.
It's an absolute pleasure, Patrick. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, what are some themes and inspirations for the album as a whole?
I think I always write songs about real life, about what's going on in my life. And sometimes I can use metaphors for different things. There's a track on the album about a train, but it kind of has a lot of connotations of real life stuff as well. So I like to write kind of firsthand from reality and stuff. So I don't really, you know, there's not a lot of lovey-dovey songs. I mean, there's a lot of real life love and stuff like that. So I think personal experiences is where I come from.
Most of the songs and Play This Intimately have the same kind of sound, like upbeat, poppy sound that, you know, we've come to know Pugwash for. But there are a few outliers that I really liked. Like, there's this bossa nova track, like Clouds. And I really wanted to know about, like, what inspired you to write a song like that?
Well, sometimes you kind of, I can tend to write in a certain way, in a certain beat. You know, if you know Nice to Be Nice, it's kind of a stompy beat, and Ants on a Postcard is kind of a stompy beat. I do kind of tend to write in that kind of vein when it comes to kind of real poppy singles. But on this record, I just thought, you know, there's other avenues and there's other things to explore. And I'm a big fan of like Serge Gainsbourg and the High Llamas and all these kind of wonderful bands, Stereo Lab, who do a lot of bossa nova stuff and a lot of different kind of tropical beats and tribal beats and stuff. So I just kind of sat down and wrote this little song about clouds. And when I brought it to Neil Hannon to kind of help with, he put his Farfisa, huge Farfisa organ on and put bossa nova on it. And we got a great little bossa nova beat that went through the whole song. So it worked out really well. But it's just because sometimes you just kind of look beyond the pale and you try and find other ways of influencing you to write a song, you know.
I also really like We Are Everywhere. It's like that psychedelic kind of thing. What about that one? Did you have any influences with that?
Well, I've got to say, I mean, I wasn't happy with We Are Everywhere, funnily enough, because everyone else was, but I just thought I had a little bit of, I don't know, it just didn't feel right for me. I don't know whether I nailed the recording of it well enough. To be honest with you, I think what the problem was, I wrote the song originally with a very weird open tuning on the guitar. But when I came around to recording it in Conch in London, I actually forgot how I'd written it, which can happen. And it's happened to many people, I'm sure. But so I ended up just picking out the basic chords. And so it didn't feel right, but in the end, I got a message from Jeff Lynne, and he said it's his favourite track on the album. So you know, it's mad. You just don't know sometimes, you know. So the lads all loved it in the band. And if Jeff Lynne says it's good, well, then I'm happy with that, you know.
Well, what are some of your favourites on the album then?
I like Just So You Know. I really like that little, it's just a very simple little love song. But if I ever did get close to McCartney, In a classic kind of way, I mean, I don't sit down and try and do that, but the way the recording came out, I was very proud of that. It's kind of got it's beautifully recorded, so I'm very happy with that. I also like Lucky in Every Way for its simple popness, yeah. Its popness. But I also love the All the Way from Love song. But I don't know whether we really nailed it, but it's good to have these little things, because the little things you're not quite sure about make you want to go on to the next record and do them better. So there's always some things you leave in a previous record that aren't quite right in your head, and it makes you want to do another record. It's kind of like, you know, leaving an imperfection on something, you know. Right. So you want to fix it next time. So it's. But I love the record. I'm very proud of it.
For those of you who have just tuned in, I'm here with Thomas Walsh of the Irish pop band Pugwash, who have recently released their new album, Play This Intimately As If Among Friends. I want to come back to Jeff Lynne, and there are also a lot of other people that are on this album. Like, I think Ray Davies of the Kinks was on it, and Andy Partridge. Yeah. Have you gotten any other like kind of specific feedback from them about any songs that they like? I know you talked about Jeff Lynne, but what about those other guys?
Well, Andy is a big fan. He's always been a big fan, and you know, he hasn't heard the album yet. I mean, he had a recent bereavement in his family, so I'll have to wait a while before I send Andy the stuff. But Neil Hannon loves everything I do as well. You know, he's a big supporter and a big fan. So all the tracks he played on, he loves, as well as the other ones as well. He's just a big fan. And Jeff, of course, again, you know, big supporter. And I got a feedback from Jeff about the album, because he heard some songs in his studio, because I played him some of the album when I was in his studio, and he played me some of the new ELO records. So Ray Davies was just a very one-off thing. He just loved what he heard in the studio when he was walking by every day, because where we recorded the album, it's kind of Ray's office, and he just, through a mutual friend, we just ended up basically getting this little part on the song where he goes, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And he sang it beautifully, but then he also ad-libbed a few lines, which of course went into the song, because it's Ray Davies and he's allowed to do anything he wants.
Yeah.
So I'm very proud of Ray Davies. Is a real, you know, incredible to have him on the record.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
This has been like your first American release with Play This Intimately. And it's really your first introduction to America. What has your experience been like just touring around America and like getting feedback from Americans and just getting a feel for the place?
Well, there's a reason why we're not at home promoting our record in our hometown, because that's what always happens. That's what's happened to every record I've ever released. I've been at home to promote it, because that's where you live, that's where you're based. But this time around, it was just a no-brainer. We didn't want to be there. We didn't want to be at home. We didn't want it to be the usual same old, you know, same old. And, you know, the same gigs, the same people, and blah, blah. So America was calling. The deal was with an American label, and, of course, it was coming out in America first and foremost. I mean, it did come out all over the world on the same day. The distribution was tremendous with the album, but we wanted to be here. We wanted to be in America. We wanted to launch it in America. We wanted to have some kind of, you know, happening in America, because it's the land of rock and roll, and we always wanted to be here. And of course, it is our biggest fan base, so we have to come to where the fans want us the most. And, you know, after all these years of trying to bang my head against the wall when it comes to Ireland or England and all these places, I mean, America has always been calling. So we set the tour up, and it's been amazing. You know, it's been a dream come true, yeah, to drive across America, and we do it again in a heartbeat.
This is gonna go on air, and I know you guys are a great band, but I don't think a lot of people who are gonna listen to this on the air in Carmel aren't really gonna know you.
That's
like
true.
Where should those people start? Like, what would you say to those people? Like, to start with your music, get more info about you, and really get into you?
You can find me, Thomas Walsh, and Tosh Flood, and Joseph Fitzgerald, and Sean McGee. We're all up on Facebook, and we're all easy to kind of access. As soon as we become any kind of famous, we won't want to know anybody. So get us while we want to talk to you.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we don't want to talk to you, we block you all, and we'll be all making millions of pounds. So no, but there's lots of online stuff, so you can just check out any kind of pugwash Google search when it comes to music. Should catch us, you know.
Alright, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm just hello Carmel, and keep it real, and keep playing music, and keep playing instruments, and keep listening to music, which, however good or bad it may be.
Thomas Walsh is the frontman and main songwriter for the Irish pop band Pugwash. Their new album, Play This Intimately As If Among Friends, has been their first American release of new material. Give them a try, but for now, keep that dial tuned to WHJE 91.3, where we've got more great music coming your way.